We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis, continuing the sugya of Geirus. And this next sugya will talk about the Hachzakos Hager. If a Ger is a Ger, is a Muchzik is a Ger, is a Muchzik is a Yid. And Tosfos explains that if we have a person who is Muchzik to be a Jew, and then he comes over and says, by the way, I'm a Ger. I'm not really a Jew from birth, I'm a Ger. So then he's believed, no problem, no questions asked. Why? Because of an idea called Pesha Osa Pesha Etat Amigu. He could have been quiet, and we would assume he's a regular Yisrael. And now that he told you he's a Ger, he's believed also. But let's say he's Muchzik to be a Goy, to be a non-Jew. Then in order for him to be considered a Ger, he wants to be a Raya. And that's what our Braisa talks about. Tana Barim, Misha Bava Magarani. A person who's muchzik to be a non-Jew comes and says, I am a Ger. Yochon lekablenu, maybe you accept him and believe him. Tamalayma itcha. The Pasuk says, V'chiyogur itcha Ger ba'artzichem. It says, itcha with you. B'muchzik loch, you know he's a Ger. What about Baal v'Eid v'Ima? He comes with Eidim that are being made. They're a witness that he was a Ger, and I that he's Menemon. Tamalayma v'chiyogur itcha Ger ba'artzichem. Chiyogur is mashma, in any case, he's a Ger. And the Gemara will ask, why do you need a ribui in a case where he has Edom? What do you need a ribui for? The Gemara asks, now, Ein li ela ba'aretz, it says, maybe only in Eretz Yisrael will be Mekabel Gerim. But maybe, B'chutz La'aretz B'nayim, maybe, how do you know you're Mekabel Gerim B'chutz La'aretz? Now, what would be the tzad? You're not Mekabel Gerim B'chutz La'aretz. Zok Tosfos Diber Ma'aseh Ein, that we would think that maybe Bishlam in Eretz Yisrael, where it's more Geshmak, the living, so there he's not going to go and be Chayzer on being a Gerim. Mashenkin B'chutz La'aretz, he might change his mind. And maybe you shouldn't accept Gerim in Chutz La'aretz. So how do you know you accept Gerim in Chutz La'aretz also? Tamloim itcha v'chomokim shidcha. Anywhere that you are, you accept Gerim. Now we used already itcha to teach us that it has to be muchzik loch. The Gemara will ask the question about that. Even Chutz La'aretz has a din that you can mekabel Gerim, it's Sayer Tzol, Sayer Chutz La'aretz. So why does it say Ba'aretz then? Why say Ba'aretzichem? Zok the Gemara, Ba'aretz tzarich lahavi raya, b'chutz la'aretz tzarich lahavi raya. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Eretz Yisrael has a chumra that if you want to be believed that you're a ger, you have to bring a raya. Like the Braisa said, you have to bring edim. Masha'inkin the chutz la'aretz, Rabbi Yehuda says, you are neman to say you're a ger even without an edim. Even you accept you muchzik as a non-Jew, still, if you say you're a ger, you believe. What's the reason? So there's two pshatim in the achrayim, really the same type of pshat. One is because it's b'yodah l'sgar. If he wants to become a ger, so therefore he's neman. Since it's b'yodah, he's neman. He could do it if he wants. And number two is because it's efshel gluya. He's saying he became a ger in such and such bezdin. We could go ask, and therefore it's efshel gluya. It's he could be found that he's lying. Therefore he's neman. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Chomer emei v'artem chutz la'aretz tzarich lahavi raya. Sayin eretz tzol sayin chutz la'aretz. You have to bring a raya. That's the brisa. Now we're analyze the brisa. The second thing in the brisa was ba'hu ve'ed of imoy. That the law is, if he comes with his Edom, he's Neman, that he's a Ger. Pray to Gemara, crawl lomli, what are your pasuk for that? It's obvious, if someone has Edom, he's Neman. So Gemara answers, Amrav Sheshus, the Amri, Shemanu Shizgar Veshaplaim. We're talking about Edom, they did not say that they saw clearly he became a Ger. The Edom just say, we heard that he was a Zgar in a certain Bezdin. Now, Salkadar Techamir, we shouldn't believe him, it's not a good enough Edis. Kamash belong the pasuk that says, that v'chiyogur itichagar v'chiyogur is teaching us that you're neman even in such a edus. And what's the rationale behind it? Again, it's efshelig gluya. It's going to be found out that he said which bezdin they saw it in. Therefore, it's oslas galos, and therefore you will be neman in this case. There's a kasha lemaisa. The reason is this is the reason for it. Zok to Gemara Vayter. It said in Brisa Ba'ara. It's only Ba'ara. B'chus Ba'aras Menayim. Tamalayim Itcha B'chal Malkim She'itcha. We learned that from Itcha that anywhere you are, you accept Gerim even in Chus Ba'aras. Because the Havminu we Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. Like we said, what's the reason that we have Dafkan Eretz Yisrael? Because there it's more Gishmak. Because Be'etzim there's no reason why you should accept Gerim Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. It's a Chayvus Haguf, not a Chayvus Ha'aretz. Gerim doesn't do with the land. So really, there's no pshat. So Tosfos explains, like we said, because you would think what's more geshmak in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz you can't accept gerim. K'mash lon itcha that you can accept gerim. The question is, we already used that pasuk. Berakma va'afikta. We already used the pasuk itcha to teach us that you don't accept gerim without a raya. If a guy says he's a ger, you're not. We believe without a raya. We used it for that. At least in Eretz Yisrael, if you want on the Yama, you're not believed. Zok to Gemara. There's two pasukim. Chodah me itcha v'chodah me imach. which Rashi says is referring to the pasuk that says v'chiyamu chichicha mata yada imach v'chzak to by ger v'soish v'chay imach. The pasuk v'chay imach is going on a ger, and it says imach, and that's how we know that even in Chuslarts. That's Rashi. The Goyin argues, and he brings a rabbi from Teres Kahanim, that's a different pasuk, the pasuk of Itachem, where it says, Ke'ezrach mekem yilachem agar, agar Itachem, from Itachem. And you have to be garis, v'chodam Itachem. Now, v'chom say, bein ba'arz, v'chom chuzarach levaraya. Sai eretz, sai chuzarach, you have to bring a raya, not believe by itself to say that you are a ger. So the question is, so why does it say Ba'artzechem? Bishlof Rabbi Yehuda says Ba'artzechem, why teach us that you need a raya dafkin artzechem, not a chustarz? But Pir Rabbanon, who hold that you always need a raya, what do you need artzechem for? V'hela oks v'hoksiv v'artzechem. To tell us the opposite idea, that you would think maybe in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be mekabel gerim. Why? Maybe he really doesn't want to become a gerim. He just wants the good, the beauty, and the zavas chol of the vas for Eretz Yisrael. And even v'hashtanami, even v'zman hazeh, after churban habayis, which is not so fertile land, still, there's leket tivus. There's still no zavas chol vash, but still it's a better place. Why? Ika leket chicha pei ma'isani. There's a lot of social services over there. We have leket chicha pei ma'isani that are mitzvah saaretz, and therefore he wants to become a ger because he'll get more services, more tzedakah. Kamash malon that you still accept ger in Eretz Yisrael. So Ba'aretz Chem teaches that you're glad to keep in Eretz Yisrael, glad to accept ger in Eretz Yisrael. Itachem is teaching us that you're glad in Chutz La'aretz, and Artzcha teaches us that even in Eretz Yisrael. We pass that the Chum who say that Sayin Oretz Sayin Chutz La'aretz, if a ger who's muxik as a non-Jew comes, walks in, a person who's muxik as a non-Jew comes in, he has to be a rai that is a ger. It's simple. We pass like the rabbim always, and the Chum was the rabbim. So you would think maybe that it's more meduik like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Like Rashi explains, the pasuk Itecha sounds like everywhere you are except Gerim, even Eretz Yisrael. And that already Torah's Eretz Yisrael, but you know, Torah's Eretz Yisrael, Torah's already Chutz La'aretz from Itcha, or Itchem. So already includes Eretz Yisrael also. Everywhere you are, you accept Gerim. So why are you new Pasuk by Artzachem to say Dafka and Eretz Yisrael, that even Eretz Yisrael you can accept it? We already know that. So it sounds like it's like Rabbi Yehuda's Drasha. So if a Pasuk of a moment do it like Rabbi Yehuda, you would think we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Falon, no, we pass like the Rabbanon. Torah Rabbanon, no Alacha, about a ger. B'shafatem tzedek bein ish uvein ocha bein geiroi. This is talking about paskening a din, but it uses the lashon geiroi near the lashon v'shaftem. So you see, as shaychas to din, mekanam rabbi huda gershon is gar v'bezdin reiz a ger. If you use a bezdin to become a ger, you're a ger. Bein oyle bein atzmei in a ger. If you do a ger, a geiris privately, you are not a ger. Sounds like it's b'di'eved, it's ma'akev b'di'eved, you have to have a bezdin. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa be'echo shabal for Rabbi Yehuda. V'amu lo niskarti be'ini levin atzmi. A ger walked in to Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, this guy was muchzik as a ger. And everyone knew he was a ger. And he says, by the way, when I became a ger 20 years ago, it was between me and myself. And not in a bezdin. V'amu lo Rabbi Yehuda, yeshcha edim? V'amu lo lav. I don't have edim. So, what does it mean, yeshcha edim? So, Tais already asks, what do you mean? If you have edim, so it's not between you. He already said it was only himself. So the Talmud Rashi explains is that if you have two Edim, it's just as bad as being yourself because you don't have a Bezdin. So he says, do you have Edim that you were in front of a Bezdin? So he says, no, I don't have Edim. So it's my word against the status quo that you thought he was a ger. Omer Lab says, yes, Rabban, you have children? Omer Lehein says, yes, I have children. Omer Lehein at Livsos Atzvacha, you could pass yourself and make yourself into a Suffolk guy right now. V'yat Nem Livsos Panacha, but you can't pass all your children. Now, we have to analyze what that means. We're saying, he is them for himself and not for his children. Now, what do you want to do to his children? Tysus asks. Who is he married to? Was he married to Israelis? So then the children are Israelim. Who cares what he is? If he was married to a Goita, so then the children are Goyim. So what's the difference what he is that he's going to change the status of his children? We're saying he's not Neman. What's the difference? So Tysus says, going according to Mandi Omar, this Mandi Omar holds that a v'chavim ha'ba abas Yisrael habla mamzer. So here, if he's neman, the child's a mamzer. That's why it's an afkamina. But we tell him, you're only neman for yourself, you're not neman on your children. Now, why are you neman on yourself? So, Taisus explains, because there's an idea called, shavya nafshi chaticha di yisura. that you could make yourself an isser. It's like a nether. You can make yourself an isser on yourself, even though you're not believed, but because you're not believed, you see your children, you're not believed for God to be your children, but for yourself, you're believed, like it's together, shavi nafshi surah, which means it's a, you can believe lechumra to make yourself into usser onto the Bas Yisrael. Now really, even through his words, he's not usser to the Bas Yisrael, because a goy doesn't have an isser to Bas Yisrael, but it means he's being machshel, the Yisraelist now. So he's neman to pass himself, but not his children. You're not neman on children. This brisa is talking about the pasuk talking about pishnayim, that the halacha is a father's neman to say this child is the bechor. He has a nemanus, and we learn from there to other nemanus also. A father has a special nemanus called yakir. He could say the yichus of his child if he's a bechor, if he's a apostle. He could make this child recognizable to others. He's neman say this child is a bechor. Ugeshem shnem lom and zebdi bechor. Kach neman loymer bniza ben grusha hu or ben chalutza hu. He's neman to say this son is a ben grusha or ben chalutza. He could say this son is an apostle. He has a nemanus from Yakir. Vechomer mein neman. But we pass in like Rehuda. And Rehuda himself actually is the man diyam in this sugya. So why is Rehuda saying you're not neman on the children? There's a din of Yakir that says you are neman on the children. And for the Gemara, I have two terutzim. One terut says, "Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hach Kamalei, Ledvarecha, Lefi your words, I become mat, you're a goy. Ve'ein eis le'vechavim." You're right, there's a nemanus called Yakir. But Lefi, your words that you're tining is that you're a goy, so then you lose it in Yakir. So Lefi, your words, you can't be neman on your children. So it's like a man of shach. Lefi, your words, you're not neman. Therefore, you're not neman to the idea of Yakir. That's Rav Nachman Yitzchak's terutz. Ravina Amar, there is Yakir, and Echanami, you are neman for your children. What he meant to say, you're not neman for your children, means your grandchildren. Ravina Amar, Kamalei, Yesh Lecha Bonim, Hein. He asked them, you have children? Yeah. Yes, you have grandchildren. Hey, I'm like neman to live someone echo. You're neman to pass your children because then of Yakir. We have to neman live someone echo. We not neman to pass your grandchildren. And Taina Mahok, I learned the Bryce like that. The whole din of Yakir is only for your children, not for your grandchildren. Rav Yehuda, neman on my abnoi katan, neman on your small child, and not on your big child. What does that mean? Ramachiv Avram Vechran, loy katan katan mamish. But loy godi godi mamish. Doesn't mean mamish a katan under my mitzvah, and godi means over my mitzvah. That's not what it means. El katan v'yeshlei banim zeh gadol. When it says you're not neman on a gadol, it means a katan v'yeshlei banim, which means if he has children, that's what makes him into a gadol. It doesn't mean a katan. It means if he has children, you're not neman on those children. And a gadol v'yeshlei banim, that's called a katan. Zeh katan, that's a katan. And there he is neman. So you're only neman on one generation, not next generation. So therefore here also, you're only neman on your own child, not on the grandchildren. But Hilchos Gemara says Kavasei the Rav Nachman, but we still pass Rav Nachman Yitzchak, which means that what? That he's not neman on his own children. Aye, Vatanya Kavasei the Ravina. We're a brisa. It says like Ravina, that you're neman on your children, not on your grandchildren. So Gemara, who in Yakir? That's a real classic case of Yakir regarding Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, or regarding whatever other yichus where he's a Yisrael mamish and he's not saying on himself that he's a guy there. He's neman only on his children, not on his grandchildren. But here, by the case of a goy, we have Rav Nachman Yitzchak's taina that Ludvarecha, he's a goy, and therefore there is no yakir. Zok the Gemara Vaiter. And just know, I just want to speak out. The fear of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, how he passed, like, you're not neman for your children because Lefidvarecha, so why are you neman for yourself? So again, Rat Tais speaks out in the small Taisis, but ain't Eidus Vacham, it's out Shavanav Shachar Yisur. It's not really an Amonis. It's not really an Amonis. It's not what it really is. It's not really an amonis. Zot Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbanan. The next Gemara is going to talk about all about a ger that's bolis gayer, the process of making a ger. Tana Rabbanan. Ger shebolis gayer bezman hazeh. A ger that comes for geris bezman hazeh, where there's a lot of tzaras. So Imam Loi, my research about this guy, why do you want to become a ger? Don't you realize she Yisrael? Don't you realize that Yisrael, they're so downtrodden? She Yisrael, but man, I said, the vuyim, the chufim, sechufim, which means the vuyim, the full of tsar, the chufim, which the chufim. The chufim means that they're pushed around. Schufim is like a turnover, like Rashi says, like turned over. They have a lot of pain, a lot of yesurim. Why do you want to become a yid? So im amar yadea ani ve'eini kedai. If he says, you know, I know that's the situation, ve'eini kedai, which means halavai, I should be zeichet to have those sorrows. I want to be part of them. Then mekav moisim yad. Mekav him right away. Umedin oisoy mixas mitzvahs kalos mixas mitzvahs chamurois. Umedin you tell him some mitzvahs kalos, some mitzvahs chamurois. Some say this means mitzvahs kalos means like how to get dressed and those type of mitzvahs that you teach them, like light mitzvahs, you teach them chamurois tegem mitzvahs, and then you teach them medim oisoy or even look like a chichopeya or maisani. You teach them the oven if someone doesn't give the right matnas aniim. The matanas you have to give aniim, the leket, the shichah, the peyah, things you forget in the field, the maisani. Umaydino is onjum shal mitzvahs, and you teach them the punishment for mitzvahs, someone doesn't do mitzvahs. Or even you tell them like this, have a zoo until you became a yid, the chatachel of yat inish karas. If you ate chav, you didn't get inish karas. Chalata Shabbos, yat inish kila. You mechal Shabbos, you didn't get skila. Vachshav, a chatachel of inish karas. Now if you eat chalav, you get karas. Chalata Shabbos, inish kila. Now if mechal Shabbos, you get skila. Ukashem shmedian oisoi, onchon shal mitzvahs. Kach medin oisa mat nischarim. Besides telling the punishment of the mitzvahs, you also tell them the schar they get for that. You should know that even though you don't see all the schar in this world, the oil haba is for tzaddikim, and every yid will get his schar in the next world. Lekabel, but the Klal Yisrael, Eibush does not want to give them loy roiv toiva, not so much toiva in this world. Why? Because it makes them easy to do a chait. Because the Yetzer Hara gets around when someone has so much good, like Rashi brings down to Zuach Taita, they get haughty when they have too much toiva. That's why the Eibush doesn't get, it's a cheshbin, why doesn't give too much toiva? He wants them to keep mitzvahs. But loy roiv pranis, but he doesn't give them roiv pranis. They never get wiped off the face of the earth. Every other umma, every other nation is not here anymore. But Klal Yisrael stays forever. But you don't tell them anything more than that. You don't tell them so much of the details of the mitzvah. You don't teach them the whole mishabru at one time. And a kibel, what he hears is makabel molin oisim yad. You do a mila right away. Nishdar by tzitzim ha'akmas ha'mila. If there's something left over from the mila besides for the arlo, which are called tzitzim ha'akmas ha'mila, that's the part you do prion, a little membrane after the arlo. If that's left over, you have to cut that also. Chayzim molin oisay. And the aruch and eres bother. What's the chiddush? It's a regular mila. Molin tishniya. Nisrape, if when he heals from the mila, matvil noy samiyad, right away you tovel him. Vishtei tamid chom oim de malgabov, and two tamid chomim stand there, b'shas the tvila, we'll see, really should need a bezdin, but they stand there. Umedinoy sam mixes Mrs. Kalos, or mixa mitzvah chamurus. They tell him again, b'shas the tvila, some of the mitzvahs, even though you told him already the mitzvahs, but b'shas the tvila, where that is, where the chalos of the geris is, we tell him again the mitzvahs. Tov of Allah, his title comes up, Harek Yisrael Chol Dvar. He's Yisrael for all intents and purposes. We'll see what that teaches us. If it's a Isha, and it's not a Roy for Tumi Chom to be there by the Mikvah, so Nosh Mashim is Oysa Mai Mat Savaro, Shreya Tumi Chom Oym Lavachos, Tumi Chom stand outside, and Medina Oysa Mixas Mitzis Kalais, or Mixas Mitzis Chamuris. They teach us some of the Mixas Kalais and Mixas Chamuris, and actually look in Shulchan Aruch, then afterwards Bezdin comes in, when her head is sticking out, and they finish up the thing, and then they leave the room. That's before you're in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Braisa goes further, Echad Ger v'Echad v'Meshuchar have this din, the Megayer this way. And we'll see what that means in the Gemara later on. U'makom Shnida Tavelas, in the place where Nida is Tavel, which means a mikvah of 40 saw, Shom Ger v'Meshuchar v'Tavelim, that's where Ger and Ever Meshuchar have to be Tavel. V'Chodav v'Chaitzim v'Tvila, anything that's Chaitzim v'Tvila, Chaitzitz v'Ger v'Ever Meshuchar Nida. They also have a Chatzitzah by Ger and Ever Meshuchar and by a Nidah.